PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
It's time for you to start making more money. Find out about the low-risk wealth-building method millionaires use. They invest in real estate. And now in Philadelphia, you've got Real Estate Riches.
We show you how to acquire a couple $1 million in assets and have a $100,000 a year income within the next 10, 15 years.
I just followed the program. I followed all the steps, did everything you're supposed to do, and I wound up right before Christmas with $16,000 extra dollars in my pocket.
You already know that real estate is a smart part of any balanced investing portfolio. It's like a stock that pays dividends while it continues to appreciate, producing an eventual capital gain. We get our dividends from rent and our capital gains when we sell.
Why waste money on useless books and tapes when you have Real Estate Riches right here in Philly? Our workshops are free. Leave your checkbook at home. But seating is limited, so you must call 267-231-3920. That's 267-231-3920. Or register online at realestateriches.com.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, August 19, 2006. And good day to those of you listening to a rebroadcast some other time. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies and related products and issues. Only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, our guest was Stuart Height from Healthkeepers. At the show's end, we discussed the herb Blessed Thistle and the yoga asana Uttasana. If you missed that show, you can go to our website at www.amtherapies.com. Click on the radio show link, scroll down to the show you want, and click the button under it to listen to the show. If you want to set up an appointment with me, call 610-660-7710. Later, when we open the phone lines, call 610-664-4100 to ask a question of our guest. Our guest today is Bill Abbott from Zone Fresh Philly. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb blue cohosh and the yoga asana Garudasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. University of Florida scientists find sugar may have a sour side. This was in the December 8th of 2005 BrightSurf.com news headline. University of Florida researchers have identified one possible reason for rising obesity rates, and it all starts with fructose found in fruit, honey, table sugar, and other sweeteners and in many processed foods. Fructose may trick you into thinking you are hungrier than you should be, say the scientists, whose studies in animals have revealed its role in a biochemical chain reaction that triggers weight gain and other features of metabolic syndrome, the main precursor to type 2 diabetes. In related research, they also prevented rats from packing on the pounds by interrupting the way their bodies processed this simple sugar, even when the animals continued to consume it. The findings reported in the December issue of Nature Clinical Practice Nephrology and in this month's online edition of the American Journal of Physiology, Renal Physiology, add to growing evidence implicating fructose in the obesity epidemic and could influence future dietary guidelines. UF researchers are now studying whether the same mechanism is involved in people. If you feed fructose to animals, they rapidly become obese with all features of the metabolic syndrome, so there is this strong causal link, Johnson said. And a high fructose intake has been shown to induce certain features of the metabolic syndrome pretty rapidly in people. Now, UF research implicates a rise in uric acid in the bloodstream that occurs after fructose is consumed, Johnson said. That temporary spike blocks the action of insulin, which typically regulates how body cells use and store sugar and other food nutrients for energy. If uric acid levels are frequently elevated over time, features of metabolic syndrome may develop, including high blood pressure, obesity, and elevated blood cholesterol levels. When we blocked or lowered uric acid, we were able to largely prevent or reverse features of metabolic syndrome, Johnson said. We were able to significantly reduce weight gain. We were able to and significantly reduce the rise in triglycerides in the blood. The insulin resistance was less and the blood pressure fell, end quote. UF researchers are now studying the uric acid pathway in cell cultures in the laboratory, in animals and in people, and are also eyeing it as a possible factor in the development of cardiovascular and kidney diseases because of its effects on blood vessel responses. They are conducting a National Institute of Health-funded trial to determine if lowering uric acid in blacks and hypertension with blacks with hypertension improves blood pressure control, and are collaborating with scientists at Baylor to determine if lower uric acid will reduce blood pressure in adolescents with hypertension. They state that there is evidence supporting the possibility that fructose could have a contributory role, if not a major role, in driving the obesity epidemic. Findings to date suggest certain sugar carbohydrates are actually better than others, he added, because some do not activate the uric acid pathway. With the caveat that people are different from rodents in many ways, the link between uric levels, blood pressure elevation, and insulin resistance demonstrated in rats fed fructose is extremely provocative, end quote, said Brian F. Mandel, MD, PhD, Vice Chairman of Medicine for Education and a Professor of Medicine at the Cleveland Clinic Lerner College of Medicine of Case Western Reserve University. Okay, now, as I said earlier, our guest today is Bill Abbott. Bill Abbott was raised in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, and graduated from Penn State University with his Bachelor of Arts degree. While attending college at Penn State, he studied and received his first personal training certification. He also began to learn the fundamentals of nutrition through classes at Penn State. After graduation, he took a job as a personal trainer at an exclusive health club in Midtown Manhattan, while also serving as a consultant to a prominent anti-aging medical practice. After receiving his CSCS certification, he focused mostly on learning about how nutrition affects the body and, most importantly, body composition. After reading about the Zone Diet by Dr. Barry Sears and researching its validity, Bill became a believer and began recommending it to clients as a healthy alternative to traditional dieting. Although his clients had good intentions, they were rarely able to eat portion-controlled meals on their own. Bill researched various services in New York before deciding to recommend one zone-based service to his clients. He was so impressed with the results and convenience his clients achieved that he decided to bring zone-based meal delivery to the Philadelphia area. In February 2005, Zone Fresh Philly delivered its first meal and since then has served over 400 clients and has been featured on NBC 10, CBS 3, and Philadelphia Magazine. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Again, could you clarify a little bit about what brought you to the Zone way of eating and getting involved in the food industry?
Sure. Well, first of all, the Zone way of eating is something that I think most people started to become familiar with back in the mid-90s. Back in the 70s, most people can remember that the low-carb revolution kind of came about. And Dr. Atkins, you know, obviously advocated a very low-carbohydrate way of eating as a means of keeping your weight down. And, you know, that was something that he advocated was the healthiest way of eating. Those types of diets kind of came and went in vogue. And I think that in the 90s, when Dr. Sears brought out the Zone, kind of found a niche market. There were people out there that were interested in the health effects, but it was sort of overshadowed by the very easy-to-follow diets such as Atkins. So I think, number one, with a zone, it's very important for people to recognize that it's not so much a diet but a way of life, and that's sort of what brought me to it. It's a healthy way of eating that really advocates moderation and balance. You're really not trying to eliminate foods and whole foods from your diet, which is important. It's important for health. And me, as a background, and I have a background in personal training, I was looking for something, obviously, that would help clients with their body composition goals, as you know, most people are usually looking to lose about 5 or 10 pounds or so, maybe even more. But they needed to do it in a healthy way. They needed to do it in a way that wasn't going to sacrifice, you know, their overall health and well-being. And from everything that I have seen out there, there's really only a few ways of doing that, and the zone being probably the most well-known way of eating.
Okay, what is the primary philosophy behind the zone way of eating?
Well, the primary philosophy is a balance of your macronutrients. So your proteins, your carbohydrates, and your fats make up your macronutrients. Now, what you're trying to do is create balance between all three of them, and your carbohydrates primarily making up a slight bit more. About 40% of your total calories should be coming from carbohydrates, about 30% from proteins, and about 30% from mainly unsaturated fats. Now, the basic premise behind the zone is that when you eat all of your meals and your snacks in these types of proportions, what you're going to do, in essence, is balance your blood sugar levels. You're going to have that steady, what they call, and obviously in the zone, where your blood sugar levels stay steady throughout the course of the day. They don't really travel through the normal peaks and valleys that most people are accustomed to when they have very inconsistent eating habits, when you know they're eating refined grains and they're eating sugars and they're eating all kinds of processed foods that really wreak havoc, you know, on your blood sugar levels. So it's really important that people understand that you're really trying to focus on keeping your blood sugar levels steady and in the zone by eating a good, well-rounded, balanced meal and snack, and you're really not trying to eliminate any whole foods.
Well, very good. That's a wonderful place for us to take a break. You folks, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is at the Tubala Plaza Building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-660-7710. Stay tuned for our return with Bill Abbott of Zone Fresh Philly, Zone Diet Meals delivered to your door.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. And do visit our website to participate in my blog. That's one way we get your feedback. Today we're talking with Bill Abbott of Zone Fresh Philly, Zone Diet Meals delivered to your door. And he was just telling us about the breakdown of the 40% carbohydrates, 40% protein, 40% fat when in the zone. I try my best. I'm working very hard, Bill, not to say the zone diet, because I don't want people to just, you know, focus on that aspect of it.
Right.
But if you were to talk about what this looks like on the plate visually, what would it look like?
It depends on the meal, but for instance, say an easy way of looking at it is if you are looking at, say, for instance, a dinner, you would potentially have, as a starting place, your protein source. So when people are doing this at home and they are trying to create a zone plate, zone-friendly plate, what they're going to try and do first is pick their protein source. Now, let's just say they're going to be starting out with a salmon fillet. And they're going to be baking it or grilling it or something. Obviously, that would be a healthy way of preparing a protein source like a salmon fillet. They'd start out with about 3 ounces or 5 ounces of a salmon. Now, what that does is that provides you with a base source of protein. And in the case of salmon, you also get a lot of healthy fats there, omega-3 fatty acids, which are really essential. Once you have your protein source, then what you want to do, you want to try and create more carbohydrates, healthy, unrefined, mainly vegetables, lots and lots of vegetables, really to make up the bulk and the volume of your meal. Once you do that, you can take a look at your plate. You can say, okay, I have the salmon fillet. That's my protein and a little bit of my fat. I also have the vegetables, which make up a slight amount of carbohydrates. What you can usually do to round it out at the end of the meal to give you a little bit more carbohydrates is something as simple as having a piece of fruit. A piece of fruit, obviously whole fruit, is usually very low glycemic, doesn't have any negative effects on your blood sugar levels. It also has obviously a lot of vitamins and minerals, and it really gives you a nice sweet little dessert on the end of a meal. So that's an easy way of creating a zone-friendly meal.
Okay, great. Now, some books talk about blocks when determining quantities within those percentages, and some talk about grams. Can you clarify the concept of blocks for our listeners?
Sure. Blocks are essentially, you're breaking down what would be a component of a zone meal in something that's easy to remember. In other words, a block would be, one block of a protein would be a portion of protein. So a portion for most women who are trying to follow a 1,200 calorie diet, a block would be something like 3 ounces of salmon, 3 ounces of chicken, maybe 4 ounces of tofu, something along those lines that would give them the baseline requirement for protein. Now you're always just trying to create the blocks and set them up so that you have one block of carbohydrate, two blocks of carbohydrate. You have actually one block of protein and one block of fat. So you're trying to balance that out. What we do with Zone Fresh Philly, we actually sit down, much like what people at home would do. We actually sit down and we look at a meal. We say, okay, where's the protein source coming from, number one, first and foremost? Then number two, where is the carbohydrate source? Number three, where's the fat source? And then we just sort of manipulate that based on actually the calories and the grams that come as a result of that. It takes a little bit of work, takes a little bit of dedication, but I think once most people sit down and really start to recognize what proteins are, what fats are, what carbohydrates are, and recognize different groups of foods, it's really easy to sit down and say, okay, this is one block, this is two blocks, this is three blocks. It's pretty easy to actually create a zone meal.
Yes, I can certainly attest to that. And when you talk about the zone way of eating, why does it work?
Well, I think it's fundamental to what our bodies should be yearning and what they are yearning, which is balance. What typically happens, and this is really detailed clearly with a lot of Dr. Steer's books, what typically happens is when people eat and it all happens as a matter of circumstance, you know, people don't really know what they're eating from one day to the next or one hour to the next. They'll just eat whatever's in front of them. And a lot of times, because people are busy and they have a lot of things going on in the course of the day, they might skip meals. Now, in your body is really set up to, you know, obviously survive in periods of famine and in periods where there's starvation. So what happens is your body's natural response whenever you're skipping meals or skipping food is to store fat. And your blood sugar levels rise and fall accordingly. But what people really need to try and do is balance that out, act completely opposite to what they're doing, so that when you're eating the zone way, you're really stabilizing blood sugar levels. It allows you to release more fat because the hormone levels in your body, insulin and glucagon, they are at odds with each other. And when they're in balance and in harmony, your fat loss just becomes natural and easy, and your energy levels naturally go up. You don't really rise and fall in energy that, you know, you normally might be accustomed to when your eating habits might not be the best or the greatest. So when you're eating an abundance of fresh, natural foods, and you're eating them in moderate portions, and you're combining all of your macronutrients, you're really you're getting the health benefits of eating that way and really having that balance in your life.
Well, now, when eating in the zone, how many meals and how many snacks are recommended as part of the program?
Well, in our case, when we send out food from our kitchen, we're sending out 3 meals and 2 snacks each day, and that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and 2 snacks, usually a savory snack and a sweet snack. Now, people can really set it up however they like, but the main fundamental that we really try and emphasize with a lot of people is just making sure that they're eating every 3 to 4 hours. It's very, very important. What happens is usually if you're waiting longer than about 4 hours or so to eat, your blood sugar levels just naturally drop. You'll notice that you'll get a little bit more hungry. You'll tend to overeat at the next meal. It's really important to kind of defy what maybe your mother or your grandmother told you to never snack between meals because you'd ruin your dinner. You really want to snack between meals because you know what? You do want to ruin your dinner. You don't want to get so hungry mm-hmm. that you overeat. So if you're up for, you know, 16 or 18 hours a day, say it's a very, very long day, you might actually want to add another snack and maybe have 3 standard meals and 3 snacks. But for most people living, you know, halfway normal lives, we try and get by with 5, which would give you enough food so that you're eating every 3 to 4 hours or so.
Okay, tell us about Zone Fresh Philly.
Okay, basically Zone Fresh Philly is our way of bringing the Zone way of eating in every respect to our clients' doorsteps. And essentially what we do is we make all those meals and snacks. We pack it up in an insulated cooler bag with a frozen bottle of water, and we drop it off at our clients' homes each night. What we've found is that most people just don't have much time to go out and shop and cook and measure things on their own. So we do all the work for them. And what we do is we make all of our food fresh each day. We drop it off at their doorstep, and we're essentially taking the place of what used to be the milkman who would come by and drop off your new milk each day and pick up the empties. We actually come by with food and drop that off, and we pick up the empty bags. So,
and tell them about those bags. Oh, those bags are wonderful. They really are very nice bags. People, I'm sure people like to purchase them separate, you know, from ordering the food regularly.
They actually do, which is funny, but you know, they are nice bags. They're insulated soft shell cooler bags. And It's nice because those bags actually keep the food nice and cold. And we have an ice pack. We have a frozen bottle of water in the bags so that if people aren't actually home to receive the delivery, which most people who are busy usually aren't home, they're off doing other things, we'll usually just drop off the food. So the food stays nice and cold, almost like it's in a refrigerator, for about 8 to 10 hours or so. And our standard delivery times are between about 5 and 9 p.m., always the evening before they eat the food. So if they're out running around doing something else and they come back home a few hours later than the delivery was there, those cooler bags help to keep it nice and cold and keep the food nice and safe so that our clients can get the food into the refrigerator.
Oh, and if you are color conscious and you have to take it with you to work, they have one is cobalt blue, a beautiful cobalt blue, and the other mm-hmm. is black. So you
right.
have options there. What is the territory you cover with your deliveries?
Well, it ranges. It varies. I mean, it always fluctuates, but we have clients as far west as Westchester. We go as far east as Philadelphia. We don't cross over the river yet into New Jersey. We have clients as far north as Doylestown. South Philly, I'd say, is the deepest south that we go, but we're based out of Conshohocken, so most of our drivers are used to either going north and east or directly east or south and east. So we have our deliveries out west of here a little bit, but for the most part, we're all over the Philadelphia area. Best thing to do is if people are interested to just give us a call or email us and let us know what their zip code is, and we'll be able to look it up and find out if we can deliver to them.
Okay, now that you mentioned it, why don't you go ahead and give us the web address, the phone number, and the email address, and state them twice each so people have time to run and get the paper and a pencil.
Sure, no problem. Well, the website is very easy. It's www.zonefreshphilly.com. And the telephone number at the kitchen actually is 610-825-7499. Again, the website is www.zonefreshphilly.com. And the telephone number is 610-825-7499.
Great. Now, could you describe your menus for our listeners? Do they vary week to week or month to month?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Essentially, what we have is a seasonal menu. We change our menu about once every 3 to 4 months to take advantage of, obviously, the different seasons. We have different fruits and vegetables that come in and out of season. The same thing, really, with a lot of fish as well. We have a 20-day rotating menu we have in that season, in each season. Clients actually have a choice between an A selection and a B selection within that 20-day menu, and that is for every meal and every snack that they're going to eat. We have all kinds of different foods. I mean, we're racking our brains trying to find different recipes, come up with creative recipes that would give people the variety that they like. I know that if most people are out there and they're reading the Zone books and they're reading different recipe books, Barry Sears and several other people, they might come up with 8 to 10 recipes. We have 20 days of different menu items, and they are all across the board. I mean, for instance, a simple day for breakfast, we might have ricotta crepes with fresh berries and a berry compote on top. For lunch, could be a chicken wrap with alfalfa sprouts and Asian sesame dressing. The wrap itself is actually made out of soy and oat flour, so it's very high fiber. And what most people are very afraid of, eating carbohydrates, it's actually a very healthy wrap, and it's a whole grain, extraordinarily healthy wrap for them. Dinner might be, like I was talking earlier, grilled salmon fillet with asparagus and a piece of fresh fruit on the side with perhaps a sauce and Asian glaze over top. Snacks, we have all kinds of different snacks. In the fall, actually, we're going to be bringing our soups back in. But we have usually one savory snack and one sweet snack. right now we're still in our spring and summer menu. Let's see an example. We have actually a Boston crab salad on whole grain rusks, which is really nice. Great afternoon snack. And the sweet snack later on in the end of the day, usually a lot of people are looking forward to that. We have all kinds of different things there. We have different whole grain muffins.
Oh, my goodness. You're starting to talk about dessert?
Well, we are.
Why don't you hold that thought so
sure.
that they can be tempted to wait and listen when we come back from break?
You got it.
Thanks. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies with my main office at the Tubala Plaza Building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Please visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-660-7710. Stay tuned for our return with Bill Abbott of Zone Fresh Philly, Zone Diet Meals Delivered to Your Door. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Okay, we're back with Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, and with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Do visit our website at www.amtherapies.com. Today, we're talking with Bill Abbott of Zone Fresh Philly, Zone Diet Meals Delivered to Your Door. He was just getting ready to give us some information about desserts. I have to also tell you, I have a producer here, Johnny, who always lights up and becomes very animated when I interview people related to food. And he has some questions of his own. So why don't you go ahead and get into the desserts, and then I'll share some of his special questions.
Sure, no problem. Well, the desserts are something a lot of people obviously look forward to when they're eating. And it's one of the things that, you know, is something obviously they don't want to give up. They don't want to give up desserts when they go on a diet. So we try and respect that, and we say, you know what, there's no sense in being on a healthy diet or any diet really unless you're going to enjoy yourself too. So we really did spend a lot of time creating different recipes and different ways of satisfying a sweet tooth for our desserts. One thing that we have, which is new to our current menu, which is great, a lot of people like cheesecake. If most people have made cheesecake at home or have gotten it out at a bakery, it's impossible to get a healthy cheesecake because what typically makes cheesecake good is a lot of cream and a lot of sugar. We have cheesecake that's made for us, and it is very low fat, and there's no sugar in the cheesecake, and it's delicious. There's a real hint of lemon. It's a lemon twist in there for the juice, and we top it off with a fresh berry compote or sugar-free chocolate sauce that goes on top. So a lot of people, when they eat that, They kind of trick themselves into believing that they're eating something that's very unhealthy, but it actually is right in their range as far as calories and nutrition is concerned, and it really satisfies their sweet tooth.
Oh, yes, yeah. I can vouch for your desserts. I certainly can. All your meals are wonderful. So.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Well, we have all kinds of different things, too. I mean, most people are interested in different different ways that they can eat dessert and still stay within their caloric guidelines. We have actually what most people aren't too familiar with, Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is exceptional, and it's really hard to find around here in this area. But it's actually cultured a little bit longer, and the protein content is much higher in Greek yogurt than it is in regular standard yogurt. So in regular yogurt, to get the protein up a little bit higher, what we normally have to do is add a little bit of whey protein to it, and then we mix in, we puree some fresh berries to get the flavor there, and it's obviously very good, but with Greek yogurt, all we really have to do is add fresh-cut fruit to it. So that's another example of a sweet snack that we send out at dessert that's really exceptional. And if people have ever had custard before, especially frozen custard, that is what Greek yogurt, the texture of it is like. And it's one of my favorites, and it's great.
Well, in general, what sweeteners do you use?
Well, we use actually Splenda, and we use really the least amount possible just to get the desired effect. Pretty soon we're going to be doing some product testing to see if we can actually put stevia in a lot of our recipes, because stevia is all natural, 100% natural, and it's obviously something that isn't man-made, so it would be our preferred source. What we're going to do is try and test it out a little bit and see how well it actually bakes and breaks down with the food, which is sometimes more difficult.
Also, I think agave nectar is often very useful. I don't know if it fits in with the zone diet the way you'd like, but I know people mention that quite often. Are there any other things that are very unique about the way you prepare your foods?
Well, unique,
that you might want to share?
I guess the main thing is that it's kind of funny, because most chefs and most people who prepare food for a living aren't really used to measuring anything, and that's one of the things that you'll find in our kitchen. The people who are making the foods are instructed to measure, and we're always on them to measure food. So that's one thing that's unique about us. We measure everything all the time, so that there's scales all over the place, and you just won't find that in a lot of places that make food. You look in the back of a kitchen anywhere, and you'll find chefs tossing in butter here and cream there and salt all over the place, and it's just a dash of this, and they stick their finger in it and taste it, and they say, "Oh, that tastes good. Let's send it out." But that's one thing that's unique about us. Our business is based on measuring foods. Another thing that we do that's kind of unique is that we really scrutinize our vendors, and we really take great care to make sure that the types of foods that we send out are, in fact, good for people. For instance, our bread products come from a bakery out of New York and Queens, actually, and they bake all of the bread products, our wraps, our lavash, the pita, all of that. They bake it fresh, and there's no preservatives in it. So it's a little bit different than the type of bread products, grain products you're going to find on the shelf. Even in a health food store, you might find some products out there that have preservatives and fillers and additives to it. But because ours is a fresh food service, we really try and take great pains to get the healthiest foods out there.
Now, how do you try to accommodate vegetarians?
Well, what we do in our A-B selection menu, we really have it set up so that in a lot of ways we have a non-meat source protein, which obviously if you're following the Zone diet, a lot of times what you're going to need if you are going to be eating a protein, you're going to need meat. And if you're not eating meat, then you need it in a different way. A lot of times that means fish, that means tofu. Most of the time, people can order around a lot of the meats. We usually have protein sources, might have dairy, but it's not meat-based. other times, if there's conflict, we'll do what we can. You know, if that means that we'll prepare tofu and put that over top and send it out, then so be it. We'll figure something out usually if we have a case like that where someone has a double conflict and we really need to send something out for them. We'll figure out a solution.
Now, are there any restrictions age-wise when it comes to eating in the zone?
No, not really. I mean, that's really the nice part about eating in the zone. And that's one of the things that I was very aware of when I was looking into, you know, suggesting different ways of eating for my clients when I was a personal trainer. I wanted something that was healthy. And healthy should mean healthy for everyone, mm-hmm. not just certain people. And obviously, if you're talking about infants and babies, it's different. It's something altogether different. But when you're talking about people who can feed themselves, mm-hmm. you're essentially talking about a healthy diet, and that means everyone from, you know, toddlers to the most elderly of elderly,
and pregnant and lactating women.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've actually had several clients who were pregnant. And they were on the program not to lose weight, but to make sure that they're eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, really healthy, unprocessed foods, so that they obviously gave the best nutrition to their unborn child. So it's a great way of eating. And it's, you know, like we were saying earlier, it's not really just a diet. A diet is usually something you think of to go on and go off. Whereas something like this, the zone way of eating is really, it's a healthy way of eating for the rest of your life. No matter what types of changes you go through in life, you know, if you're at a healthy weight and you don't want to lose weight, or if you do want to lose weight, or if you're pregnant, or whatever it is, really the only thing that's going to change is the portion size. It's not the type of food that you're eating, because the type of food that you're eating is healthy. Mm-hmm. It's all unprocessed. You know, it's a lot of fruits and vegetables. So you really need those types of foods to maintain good health. And it doesn't matter where you are in life, those things never change.
What is the average weight loss?
It depends on the person and where they're at. For instance, sometimes we'll have, you know, the average response we get from most women is, I want to lose 15 or 20 pounds. That's, you know, standard. Usually we'll find that for most women, if they go on a standard small portion, which is about 1,200 calories per day, they'll lose about 2 pounds per week or so. What we've found, and this is really, it happens to a lot of people, is that once you actually get down to about 10 pounds, 5 pounds, the weight loss gets slower. Your body really wants to hang on to that fat that it has left, because that is the primary fuel source for you when you are, you know, obviously, you know, starving. You want to survive. Your body wants to survive. So it'll slow down the weight loss to accommodate that. So early on, we'll see that most women will lose about 2 pounds and then start to kind of graduate to 1 pound per week. With most men, it's usually a little bit more. Most men want to lose about 20 pounds, maybe even 30 pounds, but because they have more weight and more total body mass, they'll usually lose closer to 2 to 3 pounds per week. But you talk to any dietitian, doctor, and they're going to tell you that you really don't want to lose more than, say, about an average of about 2 pounds per week, because that is something that's going to be sustainable. You want to get away from the thought of losing 5 or 10 pounds a week, because it's usually going to be water weight. You want to try and focus on losing about 2 pounds per week, somewhere between 1 and 3, and that's going to be your most sustainable weight loss.
Okay, well, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the 2 Bala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-660-7710. Stay tuned for our return with Bill Abbott of Zone Fresh Philly. Zone diet meals delivered to your door.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative medicine therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Yes, we're back, and you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Do visit our website at www.amtherapies.com and participate in my blog. That's one way I get your feedback. Today we're talking with Bill Abbott of Zone Fresh Philly, Zone Diet Meals delivered to your door. I wanted to ask you about the program options for ordering.
Sure. We have three different options. The programs, right? The different types of programs.
Correct.
We offer.
The five-day. Yeah.
We have a five-day program, which lasts approximately 1 week. We have a 15-day program, which will last about 3 weeks, and a 30-day program that will last about 6 weeks. We actually have a new client promotion going on right now where new clients can try a five-day program, their first day being free. So it's a nice way of people to try out 1 week of the food, just pay for 4 out of the 5 days, and see if it's right for them.
Now, I assume there's some kind of bonus if you order more than, you know, for more than one person or something?
Yeah, actually, we have a referral bonus in place. We've actually had some clients who were big believers of the service, and they told everybody about it, and they wound up eating, I think, 2 or 3 weeks of food for free, because our standard bonus for referring other friends or family is one free day. If that person actually lives in your house and both people are doing it together, we double that. So each person would receive one free day of service, which is nice. It'll save them about $80. But we've had people who have told all their friends and family about it, and a lot of them have signed up and tried it out, and they've been eating 2 or 3 weeks of food for free. So it's been great for everyone.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
What research can you share with us that documents the benefits and or effectiveness of the Zone Way?
Well, there's all kinds of research out there. The documenting the studies themselves, I couldn't really do it for you right now, but I would definitely suggest that most people can just go right to the source, Barry Sears' book. It's called A Week in the Zone. It's a paperback, very easy read, and very clearly, he documents every single study that supports his viewpoint on nutrition and eating the Zone Way, and it is very exhaustive. There are numerous studies out there which support this way of eating and having it be healthy for everyone out there, regardless of what situation they're in. And I really suggest that most people go out there, really look into it, and check it out.
Okay. Are there any little stories or experiences that you've had related to the Zone Way of eating that you'd like to share with some of our listeners?
Well, I think just some of the interesting things that we get feedback on. We usually get people calling up after they start, maybe a few days or a week or so after, and they're very surprised at two things. Number one, the fact that food actually tastes good, because most people expect that if you're going to be on a diet, you're going to suffer. You're going to be eating celery, and you're going to be eating lettuce all day long, and it's going to be awful. and it's just not true. You know, you can make food taste good, healthy food taste good, and I think that's a big shock for most people. So it is always really funny listening to what people have to say about it when they get started, because usually they're mildly and pleasantly surprised that they actually like eating the food. Number two, most people are very shocked once they actually see what portion sizes they should be eating. And it's a major shock to their system. Nobody can actually tell you what 3 ounces or show you what 3 ounces actually is unless it's in front of you. So when most women see 3 ounces of salmon or 3 ounces of chicken or what have you, a standard protein portion size, they're just shocked. And we get a lot of feedback from people who say, you know what, this is what I've been eating. This is 1,200 calories. I can't believe how much food I'm used to eating. And I think that's another kind of hidden benefit of the program, which is we'll send you, you know, what you're supposed to be eating and the right portion sizes. And from there, it's so easy to do it on your own because you know you have a firsthand rule of thumb on how big protein sizes and other portion sizes should be. So those two things are kind of funny. We always hear them, you know, it's a standard occurrence. People always wonder about the taste of the food and also the portion sizes. So most people are shocked about that.
Well, very good. Would you like that to be your final bit of wisdom to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I think my wisdom would probably be, you know, just watch, obviously, the portion sizes of the food that you're eating. Really try and take great care with the types of foods that you put together. Really look at it on your plate. Try and first start out with a protein source and round out your meal with a good carbohydrate source and an unsaturated, very favorable fat source. And when you get accustomed to eating that way and in smaller portions more frequently throughout the course of the day, you're going to notice that your energy levels are going to be maintained. You know, you're going to feel better, you're going to think better, and you're going to look better. So by taking great care with the types of foods you eat each day, you're really just going to feel so much better.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being our guest today, and we look forward to having you again some other time.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Take care.
You too.
Okay, our herb for the day is blue cohosh. The parts used medicinally are its roots. Phytochemicals include beta-carotene, colosaponin, heterogenin, phytosterols, saponin. Nutrients include calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, and C. According to Bach and Bach, it eases muscle spasms and stimulates uterine contractions for childbirth, useful for memory problems, menstrual disorders, and nervous disorders. You should not be using this product during the first two trimesters of pregnancy. Before we get too far into the yoga asana, I want to let you know that next week, August 26th, our guest will be George Eckrich of those organic crackers, some of them made from spelt flour, the Dr. Cracker crackers. And we will do the herb bold bow and the asana utkatasana. The yoga asana for today was Garudasana. And Garudasana is a balancing posture with the arms and legs intricately intertwined. You stand in Tadasana, you keep the hands on the hips, you bend the legs slightly, raise the right leg, and balance on the left. With an exhalation, cross the right thigh and knee over the left and take the right shin behind the left calf. Hook the toes of the right foot around the inside of the left shin. Bend the elbows and cross them in front of the chest with the forearms stretching up and the thumbs facing the head. Remember, it loosens joints of both extremities, tones and strengthens upper and lower extremities. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. www.amtherapies.com. You can send us CDs to the Tubala Plaza office.
It's time for you to start making more money. Find out about the low-risk wealth-building method millionaires use. They invest in real estate. And now in Philadelphia, you've got real estate riches.
We show you how to acquire a couple million dollars in assets and have $100,000 a year income within the next 10, 15 years.
I just followed the program. I followed all the steps, did everything you're supposed to do, and I wound up right before Christmas with $16,000 extra dollars in my pocket.
You already know that real estate is a smart part of any balanced investing portfolio. It's like a stock that pays dividends while it continues.